From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This year, the presidential race in Ohio stood conventional wisdom on its head. Big voter turnout usually boosts the fortunes of Democratic candidates, and the number of people making their way to the polls in Ohio was the largest in a dozen years. Democrats did come out in force, but as NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Columbus, so did Republicans, in even larger numbers.
Much of Ohio voted under what some call Republican weather. Rain, drizzle, and overcast skies. The convention is that type of weather keeps more Democrats at home than Republicans. Voters with umbrellas and plastic ponchos stood in long lines in the rain, but those lines put smiles on the face of Democrats who saw them as a victory in the making, though that was not to be. Workers trim trees along a side street in Upper Arlington, a Columbus suburb where lawns are filled with autumn leaves and Bush Cheney signs. Casey Budzik, who runs a small telecommunications firm, was packing his car for a trip.
I think the economy is doing better. People definitely have lost jobs in Ohio, but you know, I work out of my house. I own a small business, and I started that about a year and a half ago. So I was able to borrow money, hire a couple employees. That was the thing that pushed it over the top for me.
At lunchtime, in a crowded bar in a strip mall, 23-year-old Harold Mansfield wore a black T-shirt with the words "Outlaw" sketched in white. He works for a private Christian organization and says the president's religious values brought him and others to the polls.
I think issue one was very big.
Issue one was the amendment to Ohio's Constitution, which strengthened an already existing ban on gay marriage by prohibiting civil unions between domestic partners. It passed overwhelmingly.
And I think that the way that President Bush has lived out his faith and discusses openly his faith in Jesus Christ as a Christian also helped.
At a nearby table, Mary Henry, a real estate agent from a neighboring suburb, said she had a more simple reason for voting for President Bush.
My husband told me to. No, that's not really why. Besides the fact that he told me to, to be honest with you, I really was kind of leaning towards Kerry in the very beginning, only because I'm not very happy about the war in Iraq. But the more I saw George Bush and how he was handling situations in terms of making commitment and decisions on his where he stood on policies, his conviction towards the decisions he's already made, I respected that.
In the parking lot of the Wild Oats Market, Dr. Rebecca Stilson stopped on the way to her car. She said get out the vote campaigns were effective, but a bit overwhelming.
I mean, there was literature dropped off, it seemed like daily. There was recorded messages. Frequently there was, Bush. I got several recorded calls from him, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Upper Arlington, says Evelyn Boland, has always been conservative. She says even though the presidential race was hotly contested in Ohio, the Bush win should have been no surprise.
I think when it came down to it, people were wary of changing. During this time of the war and the terrorism in the world, I think it came down to, do I really want to make a change?
But they did want to come out to vote, and in big numbers, big enough to give George W. Bush another term. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Columbus, Ohio.